This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Most resilient parasite.
Prime time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why.
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back. Hour number two, an SOB edition of Primetime. I'm Ryan Buckley. That is Jason Zakanik. And that guy over there, that's Will Ortner. Yeah, hi, guys.
With his hat on backwards, Colin Coward's somewhere frowning at you.
You are always furious about it. You and Colin.
I just like to needle him. I found that Ace Bailey quote. So this is the quote that he gave on the draft. Like he's standing up there, right? He puts on the weird, awkward hat. He's like, And then someone asked him about it. He said, I can control what I can control. They feel how they feel, but my team and me focus on basketball and them doing what they're doing, so it happens. The hell does that mean?
That was like the Isaac quote that he did yesterday, the like, sometimes it be and so it do, or
yeah,
something
Oscar
like that.
Gamble. Sometimes they think it be like that.
So it do, or
so it do, or whatever. But like,
that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, like of all the things, but my team and me focusing on basketball and them doing what they're doing, so it happened.
So
what?
is he talking about the team as in the Jazz, the franchise, or his team of people?
I don't know. So it what happens? You don't show up.
I've got you guys. I speak Gen Z.
Yeah,
I'm your translator.
Yes.
I've got this. So he is upset because he and his team told Utah not to pick him.
Right.
He wanted either to go to Philly or to Washington.
Didn't he not work out for Philly?
He canceled the workout at Philly.
He wanted to go to Washington. Let's stay there. Gen Z translator, I've got you, boys. So what he is trying to say is he could only control what he can control, so he's going to put his best foot forward, but he and his team did not want him to end up in Utah, and he can't control that Utah did not listen to him and his team.
Okay. And his agent said there's nothing uncommon about how Ace Bailey's pre-draft process was handled. Because
was nothing uncommon, it would not have been newsworthy. It was very newsworthy.
Hey, Omar, you've been through so many draft processes. Oh, wait, no, you haven't.
No, just that one time with your son.
Just for the love of God, if you are on the verge of being a top three or four draft pick, do not hire a family member to be your agent. Just don't.
No.
Don't hire your AAU coach. Any agent in America would be more than happy to sign the number five draft pick in the NBA, and you went with your AAU coach. Good, smart move, Ace. Way to go, bud. Like, I hope that eventually you can put this crap behind, you can move on, because by all accounts, he's a good kid. But you do not want to be the story of the draft when this is the story. This is not how you want to start your career. And when everyone from Draymond Green to Colin Cowherd to God, Stephen A. Smith, when every single person other than you and your agent are saying, hey, man,
this is a bad idea.
This is not the way to go. Maybe just maybe look in the mirror and, you know, this isn't the way to do it.
Well, let's head over to the Diamond where you can assume that as the league's leader in home runs, Cal Raleigh will be the starter for the American League at catcher in the All-Star game. But we've now found out that he will be participating in the Home Run Derby. So as Will mentioned in this update, it sounds like Cal is going to try to hit from both sides of the plate in the Derby, which
that's kind of fun.
I find interesting.
Yeah.
Also, some cool notes. It's going to be a big-time family affair. Now, he went to Florida State. His dad, I'll look it up. His dad was a college baseball coach, so his dad never coached him growing up, but his dad is now retired, and Cal has a younger brother who's 15, and Cal's dad, Todd, is going to pitch the BP to him for the Derby, and his younger brother, Todd Jr., is going to catch the BP in the Derby. So all three Raleighs are going to be out there for Cal's big Derby day.
That's pretty kick-ass. Who is it? I think, what do we've had this? Bryce Harper's dad, I think, threw to him.
Did Pete Alonso's dad?
I'm trying to remember if the Polar Bears. I think Mike Trout's dad did
it. Yeah, I definitely remember Harper's dad because he looks like he's like a jacked fireman dude.
Yeah, so we've had some of these before. That's cool that we got a dumper family reunion all coming out. I can only imagine how awesome that is to be out there with like your brother or your dad or, you know, whatever. That's a cool thing. And Cal Raleigh's a great story. You know, he went from a guy that was hitting, you know, a little bit of power and hitting 200 to, I mean, God, if you had to vote right now, is he not the AL MVP?
I mean, everyone's been talking about kind of what Aaron Judge has done over the last year. Like, sure, if you go back to the end of last season, but that's not what this award is. And right now, what Cal has done as far as just leading the league in home runs and also what he's meant to his team, like, you'd be, and by the way, he's playing great at catcher, too. He's had almost nobody steal on him this year.
Well, he's the best defensive catcher in baseball.
Yeah.
He's the best offensive catcher in baseball by a mile. That's not even a comparison. The only thing that he doesn't have going for him is his team isn't very good.
Yeah, that's right.
If you look at the latest sportsbook odds, it's Aaron Judge. I think Raleigh's at like plus 300, and I don't know if that's because they think that Raleigh's going to fall off because he is a catcher, and he's almost broken all of his all-time like single season records already by the halfway point, so maybe there's where some of it is.
Well, and I mean,
but
I guess,
Judge is
the
favorite.
Judge is hitting 361.
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers are pretty close. I mean, 32 to 28 in home run.
Like, his overall production numbers are off the charts.
Yes. I mean, but I do think you have to take into account, too, that Cal Raleigh is doing this behind the plate, and Aaron Judge is not. And one is doing it at one of the hardest places to hit in Major League Baseball, and one is not. And I think even Raleigh pointed that out. He said something like, hey, this a little bit harder to do it here than it is in the Bronx. But the numbers are fairly similar. 32 and 28, 69 and 63 for home runs and RBI. Raleigh, by the way, better in both categories. But, I mean, I guess if you're Judge, what you throw out is 361 versus 275. And you throw out first place versus right now. I don't even know if the Mariners are in the wild. I mean, they're right there at the wild card. I mean, it's back and forth. But
yeah, it's good what they do the rest of the way, and if they make any moves, maybe what dictates what gets them in or out or keeps them out.
And Judge has a little better of an OPS, but I mean, you're talking about 1160 versus 1031. I mean, it's and Judge, I guess, with a better WAR, 5.8 versus 4.4. I mean, take your pick. I mean, there's two candidates right now for MVP. One is Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, there's
not
a third.
There's not a third.
It's just those two. And the fact that we're having that conversation about him right now is pretty staggering because he was great last year. Like he won a platinum glove, they call it now.
Yeah.
And was ultra productive and was hitting for power from both sides of the plate. But the way he has the leap he's taken this year, like we already knew Aaron Judge was Aaron Judge. Cal Raleigh has had an arrival.
Yeah. I hope he can keep it going. That's my only thing about it's a long
as a catcher. It's hard.
Well, you see all the time, right? We see guys have great starts to the season, and you know, you either or real slow start to the season, then you end up pouring it on, and you know, he catches 140 games.
Mm-hmm.
I just think if you're Seattle, this is the last year, and it's tough because he is such a valuable guy behind the plate, and you have this pitching staff, which is the strength. But you got to wonder if he this is Cal Raleigh going forward. You can't Is this the last year you put him full-time behind the plate?
The Giants had this exact situation with Buster Posey because he was like a rookie of the year, an MVP, and they started seeing the power numbers decline 4 or 5 years in, and they're like, God, he's an amazing catcher. Like, he was a gold glove level catcher, but they're like, we just can't afford for him to become like a 265 hitter who has 18 home runs. Like, he's lost his value if that's the case. And so he kept catching some, but then played a lot of first base. And
yeah, well, and that was what Mauer moved and Santana moved and Buster Posey moved, Biggio moved, right? Yeah. A couple different times.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people kind of forget, but Craig Biggio was a catcher
before he was a second baseman. Yeah,
yeah, and they're like, well, no, it's time to move. So, I don't know if you're Seattle and this is going to be Cal Raleigh, where he's giving you 35 plus every year and 100.
You got to keep him fresh.
You got to keep him fresh.
Because that's too valuable.
Well, and look, can we also admit that it's not like you have like a, you know, the world's best first baseman.
That's also true.
Or a DH. I mean, my God.
Mitch Garver's not doing it for you?
The last handful of years, every time I look up, the freaking Mariners DH is hitting like 198. That's maybe move Cal into that spot. You know, platoon him at first base and telling me that you can't teach him to play first base, let's go.
What helps for the Mariners, too, is they have a really, like, highly rated catching prospect. Harry Ford, they just brought him up with the taxi squad. I don't know if that means he'll get to play in this series against Texas, but he's supposed to be, like, a great next star catcher, and I think that makes it easier to move Raleigh.
Well, old Lukey there is hitting 229 with three bombs, so maybe. Maybe, just maybe, there's a spot at first base open there, Cal.
Now,
a little less on your body.
As Mariner fans, and I did a little internet research before the show today because this show is known for nothing if not the award-winning preparation.
Oh, absolutely.
The Home Run Derby curse or lack thereof. We have seen some people, including Julio Rodriguez, mm-hmm. have go gangbusters in the Derby and then not really be that power hitter afterwards.
Yeah, just, like,
Josh Hamilton
like
did it too.
Ruins your swing or whatever.
And I'm not sure that would happen here. I think you have an opportunity to go. It's a fun thing to be a part of. Like, Pete Alonso keeps doing it. Plenty of guys have done it. They ran some numbers on this, and basically it showed that 43 out of 74 participants since 2010 have seen a decline, any decline in their production after the Derby. So it almost ends up being a coin flip, whether you do a little bit better or a little bit worse.
Can I also ask, you know, as the season wears on and it's 162 games and you take foul balls off the foot, and isn't everyone, for the most part, just healthier at the start of the season than they are at the end?
And that was the point of the study, that basically, aside from a couple anecdotal people, it doesn't really look like it has any great impact on that.
I would be fascinated for someone to explain to me how someone who is the best in the world at their craft, taking, I don't know,
100 swings
where you're swinging from your shoes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me that if I took, I don't know, Rory McIlroy, and I say, hey, Rory.
I was just thinking about the golf comparison for this.
I want you to go out, and we're going to have this event.
We're going long drive today.
A long drive contest.
Yep.
And you're going to have to swing 60, 70 times as hard as you can. Right, you're gonna swing out of your shoes here, and you know, in 25 a round, and you know, a couple rounds. You're telling me that ruins Rory, that he can't go back and kind of reset the mechanism. And
hey,
like,
hey, Steph, I want you to go make as many 3/4 court shots as you can in 2 minutes. And he's like, I don't know, it'll mess up my 3-pointer.
Yeah, I just,
no, that, I don't know, that, I don't think so.
I never. But again, I'm not a baseball player. I've never hit for average, nor have I ever hit for power. that's one of those that I have a hard time. I have a hard time wrapping my head around. Maybe some idiot that's like a beer league guy, but you're the best in the world. You don't know how to fix your swing. You don't know how to adjust your swing. If that's the case, then you got bigger problems than a home run derby.
We are careening towards in the news, but before we do that, got a couple more NBA nuggets for you. The Blazers acquired more than just Jonghan Sen, even though they didn't have draft picks. We'll tell you about who they signed. And additionally, Dylan Brooks' girlfriend might be playing a game of Tendy Fingers?
Yeah.
Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Buried the lead today. It's draft day again.
That's right.
NHL draft going underway. And you know what? They're actually doing something I've never seen before. I always try to give sports coverage credit when they're trying to do something different or innovative or what have you. Mm-hmm. We always see the execs in the war room on the phones and then the high-fiving and the hearty back-slapping. Sure. And then they go and interview the kid on site at the draft. That's always the formula. They're doing something different in the NHL draft where they are bringing the first-round pick. Now he's being interviewed by the reporter on scene, but they brought him up on a Zoom on a big screen with the New York Islanders brass, who had the first pick. So there he is talking to his owner, GM, and head coach for the first time. Instead of having that conversation on your cell phone and then saying what you talked to him about, it's there for the world to see.
Well, I'll say this about the NHL. Because they're the fourth of the big four,
they can experiment with
stuff. They experiment with stuff. It's my favorite sport. I love the NHL. And, you know, everything from like what they've done with the All-Star game, doing international competitions and little 3-on-3 mini games, and then the Four Nations Cup that they did last year. I like that the NHL is willing to think outside the box. And then here they are in the draft. Although I don't think anyone's breaking down the hot Matthew Schaefer, the defenseman out of Erie in the OHL.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's breaking that down.
You don't think
They did not have a generational talent. I don't think he was the... I think there was some debate on who would go number one in this year's NHL draft.
Well, back to the Blazers draft. They only had the one selection, Yong Han Sen, the Yong Bong, taking Portland by storm today. If you want to go back and listen to the first hour of the show, played some of his sound bites and his willingness to answer in English, even though he had a translator, interpreter there with him, and taking a chance at 20, sounded pretty cool. And Chauncey Billups had some interesting things to say as well, so you can pick that up over on the Odyssey app or on our YouTube stream, or wherever you get your podcasts. But the Blazers weren't done there, as is typical with any draft, specifically the NFL and NBA. We see contracts afterwards too, undrafted free agents that sign. And they picked up a kid that we know because he has played a large role in March Madness games and big college games. They added Caleb Love to a two-way contract,
yes,
the kid out of Arizona.
I did see that. Who? Because he played it at North Carolina originally, uh-huh, and then bumped over.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Again, get ready. He'll have a good... summer league.
He'll go off in summer league, and maybe he sticks, maybe he doesn't. But
oh no, once he goes off in summer league, then Blazer fan will immediately, you know, he'll become the
franchise guy.
Well, it'll be Torian Green again, right? Oh my goodness, there is no one that loves a name we've heard of coming out of summer league quite like the Blazer faithful.
They also signed Ole Miss guard Sean Padula to an Exhibit 10 contract, and I don't know exactly what that Exhibit 10 contract means.
I don't know either, and I don't
really I think it allows them allows him to like go to training camp and fight for a roster spot. But he's a guy who kind of a gritty guard, and I was talking with Danny about him a little bit before the show.
Of course you were talking to Danny. Let me tell you, Danny had a detailed breakdown on him, huh?
I guess when this kid showed up to his worst workout, he was like giving it to everybody there. Like he was S-talking everybody, and I guess, and according to Danny, Chaunce was coming out onto the court like stomping around and yelling because this kid was getting in people's faces, and they liked what he brought to the party. So got a little dog there in Sean Padula.
He's Walmart Alex Caruso. That's exactly what he looks
like. That's a good call.
He's from down south.
Yep.
He's a smart player, but he's not like super athletic.
Was he a white guy?
Guess what he is. He's a bald white guy.
I already told you he was gritty.
Yeah.
Smart player.
Yeah.
High IQ.
High basketball IQ. Coach's dream.
Look, poor man's Alex Caruso. There you go. Gritty white guy talking ass. Can't wait. We're going to love him here. God, I could care less about the 13th, 14th, 15th guy. From the Duop Reed to the CJ Ellerbees to Pagula or whatever the hell this kid's name is.
Yeah, Sean Padula.
Sean, not gonna play here. Go away. I don't care. If you become Alex Caruso, then we'll care.
Well, you might care about this. It's come up many times on this show in the last couple weeks. Tendy fingers. The dilemma, if your fingers could be eaten as chicken fries, chicken sticks, and chicken tenders, but you then cease to lose their, or you lose their ability as a finger if you bite them. We've run through this quite a bit, but
it's
now
the
it seems
conundrum, but it's now happening in real life.
It's happening in real life to someone that we know, a former Duck, Dylan Brooks, now a bit of an NBA enigma himself, has filed a restraining order against the mother of his children who threatened to cut off his fingers.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's not good. I will say
I mean, how do you even get to that point?
Well, I mean, hey, man, baby mama drama can be tough for anyone. I just think of all the threats that you could make against someone, I'm like cutting off someone's fingers.
Painful, like, threatens your livelihood.
Yeah. Like, how do you get to that? I don't know where they met, but I'm guessing by looking at her, I'm guessing maybe Instagram.
Yeah, you think it was an online thing?
Here it is. Brooks claims that he initially, I like that he says he claims, he initially met her at a Las Vegas nightclub in 2018.
Mm.
And after that, after a brief period of dating, she became pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just, look, first off, Dylan, good for you for filing a restraining order because you don't want your fingers cut off. But when will NBA players figure out the Instagram hots? The Vegas club, stop getting them pregnant. This is bad. It never ends well. Talk to Zion. Talk to Ann Edwards. Stop it. Stop with the Instagram hots.
If you want to look her up,
it doesn't work.
Her name is Heather Andrews.
She's a wonderful individual with a very bright future.
The mother of his two children that are 5 and 2. In the filing, Brooks alleged that Andrews made violent threats against him, damaged his property, hacked into his various social media accounts. Among her violent threats, he claimed, is that she would cut off his fingers.
Oh, yeah. I see the text message.
Yeah, he has screenshots of a lot of this stuff. Says that after their second child, she became increasingly more aggressive and threatening. She continued threatening various different ways that she was going to hurt me, either personally, professionally, or both.
Hey, check this out. We got a nice little text message. This is all, by the way, Dylan Brooks did not respond. You want to talk about an impressive text string?
Like when you see the same person texting threats over and over again, what do we got?
11:03 p.m. So we're not quite in the wee hours of the morning, but
getting
we're getting close to the witching hour. This is from her to him. And it's a screenshot. I am going to have to hurt you. Okay. Whack bitch can't ask about your kid or the one in my stomach. I'm guessing
she's pregnant at the time.
Pregnant. I'm going to pull up on you. I'm pregnant. I have an excuse. LOL. I will pull up at the gym. I'm done and around. This war, bitch, just wait. I'll have someone cut each one.
This war!
I'll have someone cut each one of your blanking little fingers off one by one so you can never play basketball again, LOL. And now I actually understand why people racist. Hey!
Whoa!
Bitch,
what?
You were over there. She dropping that on him. She's starting a race war.
That's on. So, like, I hate you. You're a bad dad. You don't treat me right. Also, now I get why people are racist? Mm. What?
By the way,
jeez,
that is
not a turn I expected.
That is a straight line of text.
No responses from him.
No responses from Brooks.
Really having a conversation with herself there.
Yeah. That's pretty. I mean, it goes on. I mean,
what else do we have?
So this next thread, this now moves into the wee hours of the morning. Moving into that effing house because you're going to be at risk living there. I'll that condo up too. I'd change the locks if I were you. I'll send someone after your mom. Tell me that I won't. Dare me. Who knows? That might not be your mom either. LOL. You're both ugly as F. So probably is. Watch your effing back is all I have to say. Don't be naive like you are. Move with a little bit of gangster. You know what I'm saying.
What is she saying?
Move with a little bit of gangster.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying. I don't know.
The Gen Z translator can't even help here.
No. While you're whip in that big body, you better have a piece in the car at all times.
Okay.
If you don't send me money for court, I will literally send the blogs you receipts of you buying her S. She's a prostitute and a felon.
Oh, so now she's accusing him of infidelity with somebody else that he's bought things
prostitute
for.
Prostitute and a felon.
Okay.
You've been warned. You got about 5 minutes. I'll run with these new receipts too. I'll send it to the latest hoes you've been shipping S to. Sucks to be you. I'm gonna post this S on my IG. Do you know how you're gonna look? LOL. Laughing face.
I'm glad she finds it all very funny.
I like if you don't send me money for court.
Yeah.
What? I don't know what court she needs to go to.
She's probably taking him to court and expects him to pay for it.
I don't know. And then there's some photos of her like vandalizing his house.
Nice.
You know.
So she documented her vandalism.
Oh, yeah, dude. It goes on. He has so much. She uses the N-word a bunch. And
God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
That might be worse than her threatening to cut off the fingers.
Yeah. Yeah,
I understand the racism now.
Yeah,
jeez.
I like that. It's just some highlights. Besides dumb N-word, you're the most ghetto, trifling, worthless human I've ever met.
God, this woman.
I mean, I'll transfer the money out of your account into mine and say you did it.
And now you've documented saying that
now
you're going to do that theft. Yeah.
So again, okay. Just scream from the mountaintops. Athletes and in general, Will, I'm looking at you. Stay away from the Instagram hots. It's not good.
They're so tantalizing, though.
Don't. If you're like, hey, what do you do for a living? I was Instagram hot.
Deal makes a good point. Does she think that LOL makes everything better? She's doing a lot of LOL and crying, laughing face emojis, and it seems like that's her way of being like, yeah, you know, this is all fine and above
possible.
Board.
Just, well, again, she seems like a lovely, lovely individual.
Yeah.
She's about what you would you would look like if you pick up your random Instagram hot.
Ooh, look at my sharks. Got their pick.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Misa. Never heard of him.
Oh, Micah Misa. Well, Dylan. And, hey, on the plus side, Dylan, you had two kids with her. So
always have something to remember her by.
You get to deal with this for the rest of your life. Just,
my God.
Just, when you get into the NBA, just get the vasectomy,
You can get it reversed.
Just get the vasectomy. Then when you're like 30 and you want to have kids, then you go back. And
we were talking yesterday in the club about the taking the risk of, like, you know, if you were partying and you were going to sleep with a hot, but you knew there's a 50% chance of death, would you do it anyways? These guys aren't doing that.
Yeah.
But with some of the people they're connecting with, they are taking a massive career risk. We've seen it happen to multiple guys in this league. And at what point does it just not become worth it to chase it like that?
Look, I don't want to use the H word for these gals, but come on. Like, looks like a duck, walks like a duck. Like, and they're all running the same circles. They have like three different kids by three different NBA players.
Don't get me wrong. I like the tatted up whore too.
There you go. And then like there's maybe a rapper thrown in there. Like, just stop. Stop. Zion, I'm looking right at you. Stop. Just don't do it. Like, right. It blows my mind. And if you are going to do it, don't have kids with them. Otherwise, you end up with this string.
The dangerous game of tendy fingers, and she's serious.
Yeah, that's a bold move. By the way, does she have the ability to hire someone to cut off Dylan Brooks' fingers?
I don't know, man.
She might not have to pay for that one.
Well, I'm just
saying. She is very pretty.
If you are going to get someone to cut someone's fingers off, you probably shouldn't have a digital record of you threatening to cut someone's fingers off. That's just something that you do. You don't tell that, hey, I'm going to come over and cut off your fingers. That seems...
Well, the better thing to do is write it on...
You could go to jail for that, I think.
Well, just write it on a napkin and then throw it away in a dumpster and you'll never get caught.
Well, I'm like, if you want... Like, if you're going to send someone to kill someone else, why tell them to have a gun? Remember she said...
You better have a piece.
You better have a piece.
Yeah.
That seems, again, problematic. Like, if I'm sending someone to shoot you, why would I want you to be armed? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, that dovetails nicely into our next segment in the news, which will open up with a former Oregon Duck who may or may not have had a piece and may or may not have gotten involved with law enforcement over said piece. We'll talk about that next in the news, but first, Ortner at Sports Center.
You just blew my mind. I don't even think we can talk about it.
Nope, I don't really think we can. If you're wondering what Antonio Brown is up to,
yeah.
He, remember, was accused of attempted murder after he like fired a gun outside of either a boxing fight or a club or something like that.
Yeah, there was after a boxing match or something. He took a security guard's gun and fired it at some people.
And then he was saying self-defense, but he chased them down shooting at them. So yes. they were going to hit him with attempted murder, and then reports were that he left the country, but he was still tweeting about how he'd left the country and people can't F with him and all that. Well, yeah, if you go to his Twitter feed now, he has retweeted some internet person who posted a photo with him, he's making.
Yeah, well, we were talking about Dylan Brooks falling for the Vegas stripper and stop getting Instagram models and strippers pregnant because they'll threaten to cut off your fingers. Apparently there is another internet hot named Whoa Vicky.
Yeah.
She goes by Whoa Vicky. And she posted a photo of her and Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown had the most savage takedown.
it was dismissive, demeaning.
Of a floozy that I've ever seen. And we can't tell you what Antonio Brown said, but do yourself a favor and check out Antonio Brown and Whoa.
Involve the things that he did to her and also references weed residue. So, do with that what you will. He also calls her a crackhead.
She deleted the post, but his is still up.
Of course.
It's so good.
That guy.
Antonio Brown, he's the worst person.
He's on a planet of his own,
man. He really is. Wow.
Well, with that, it is Friday, June 27th. It is time for In the News. And let's see. I got a lot of days to get to today. It's so many national news. First of all, I don't know if this... You fall under this category. It's drive your Corvette to work day. Ortner, Souk, drive your Corvette to work today.
Camry.
I can't fit in a Corvette.
Oh,
my buddy's dad. Shout out to Great Liquor Rick. He's got a sweet like '67 Corvette that I want to like ride around in, but I'm afraid.
Doesn't work, huh?
Yeah. We were down at Barrett Jackson, and me and my buddy tried to sit in one of the new vets, which are really nice, and it didn't. Will definitely, like, you would, like, because Will's taller than I am, like, your head goes above it's convertible, your head goes above the windshield.
Yeah.
It's not, they're not made for big people.
My dad likes sports cars, and he's a little bit over 6'2", and there's certain ones, just visibility-wise, like, the windshields aren't where they need to be, and aren't comfortable.
Yeah, it can be a little rough out there.
It's also Micro, Small, and Medium-Sized Enterprises Day. I don't know what that means.
Small and medium businesses? I would assume, right? Shout out medium business, small business. Backbone of the nation, right?
National Bingo Day.
Ooh, I haven't played bingo in a while, but I enjoy a good game of bingo. We used to go, there was a bingo hall over in the Couve off of like 78, 99-ish. And yeah, you go over there. Don't mess with the olds playing bingo, though.
They take it seriously. They got their stampers out.
Yeah, they got the stampers and they got like their talismans. I once made a mistake of she had all these little, like, kind of, like, figurines. I made the mistake of, like, looking at one. Like, I picked it up. Yeah, don't do that.
No.
No.
Yeah. They have their routines. Yes. They don't like them messed with.
Yeah.
It's also National Food Truck Day. Do you have a favorite food truck around here? Or I know you hit that taco truck over off of Vaughn.
Angel's Taco Rico right here by the station is really good. There's so many good.
Portland's got a ton of them.
Grinds with Tries was like my favorite food truck, but that's now like a, I think they went like brick and mortar. Rip City Grill was another one.
Yeah, that was right down by our old office.
Oh my God, that's the best sandwich I've ever had.
I had a ribeye sandwich from there that was just sensational.
But again, I don't think that food carts, I think they moved to brick and mortar.
Yeah.
So there's so many. That's one of the cool parts about the city is, in fact, the new food pods right down here in downtown. Remember they put a, it's, I forget what it is, but they took like a kind of a crappy area and they put up like a gate and they do lights and they do music there on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They made it like a, yeah, like a little public space hub.
Yeah, there's type thing. So many of those places. Like there's a Smashburger. I wish I could remember the name of the place.
Okay.
It's like Iron something. It is a phenomenal burger that's in there. There are so many good food carts. And also shout out, I don't know who the guy is, but if you've ever been out in downtown in the entertainment district, right there off of Burnside, and late night, there's one falafel place that stays open.
I know the one you're talking about. I've eaten there.
It's right across from like where Voodoo Donuts is, like by Dante's.
Yep.
I can't tell the number of times you wander out of maybe a certain establishment at like 2:30, 3 in the morning.
Euro me.
And there's that dude is the only place. He is like a beacon. He's like a
lighthouse. He knows it too. He's like, people are going to have one option and it's going to be me. I'm doing my business.
Yes. That Euro guy, I don't know what your name is, but you're a freaking hero. Because it's
Euro of the city.
When it's 3 in the morning and you need a little something to soak up some alcohol, dude, you're there for all of us. Love that guy.
It's National Onion Day. I love onions. Love onions.
Onions in good proportion. It just depends.
Because I like a caramelized onion, I like a grilled onion, I like a griddled like breakfast style.
Well, an onion ring is
an onion ring's great. I like a crisp red onion on a burger is nice. Green onion spruces up any salad.
See, I'm not a raw onion. I do like green onion, but I'm not a raw onion guy.
Yeah, I'm rarely raw onion. It's only the red onion that I'm raw with.
I need my onion. I need my onion cooked.
It's safe for workplace day. Do you feel safe here?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Will's over there kicking stuff left and right.
Yeah, he's doing Sparta kicks on the door still.
Hey, I'm just trying to keep my athleticism while I'm young.
Will's got a lot of weird kicking aggression.
You told me to kick things. I'm kicking things.
Kicking's way better than punching.
That's what this is actually your fault.
That is true. I did tell him, like, when in doubt, you're kicking way better than punching.
And we saved the best for last. It is National Women's Fly Fishing Day. So
shout out.
Yeah. Do a lot. I have fly fished, but
I've messed around with a rod like a little bit, but never enough to call it fishing. Oh
bet
boy!
You,
okay,
bet
okay.
You have,
that's
you have
gonna,
around
that's
with
gonna
it.
Be okay. I saw your eyes light up the moment that
I believe it's a major at Central. If it's not a major, it's a minor.
Fly fishing? Fishing?
Yeah,
that's rad.
It's always one of those things that I tell myself that I'm going to learn how to do.
Yeah. My grandpa took me fishing when I was growing up. We'd go to like the Lafayette Reservoir or something like that, and it was real basic Fisher Price, push the button on the pole and drop it in the water. But like, I love that stuff, man. I love fishing.
I've fished all over Alaska. I go fishing every time when we go down someplace warm. I love going out and doing, you know, marlin fishing, or you go down for mahi mahi and the Bonita Run. But none of that stuff is. I don't fly fish. Maybe if I lived in like Montana or Bend and it was very romanticized, right? Yeah, you know, it's like, I know the concept of it, I just don't do it.
And I got a couple birthdays today. Happy birthday, Khloe Kardashian, Bobby Wagner, Jim Edmonds, Ross Perot, RIP.
Oh, yeah.
And I found this today in my research.
Something.
Football player and wrestler born in 1929, Dick the Bruiser.
Dick the Bruiser, huh?
Yep. Happy birthday, all right.
Well, shout out, happy late birthday. I'm assuming Dick the Bruiser's been dead for a long, long time.
Yeah, he passed in 91.
There you go.
But we do have some actual news in the news, including a former Oregon Duck having a run-in with the law. This is now current 49er Diamador Lenore. And he's facing obstruction of justice charges that stem from an incident last night in which it appears that a police officer saw a group of people around a car and there was a gun on the seat of the car. When they then asked about that gun, someone passed Diamador Lenore the keys to the car, and then he passed them to somebody else, and they sounds like they were trying to get to the bottom of whose car, whose gun,
yeah.
and the boys weren't playing ball. And so that's, I think, where we are on this. Doesn't indicate that he's done, he may not have done anything wrong, but that's what the situation is.
He got hit with the obstruction charge for whether it was his or not. He was not helping in the investigation.
Yes. Or he was obstructing.
He's no snitch, right?
Five years, $92 million can get you a nice legal defense, I'd imagine.
Well, I'm sure the 49ers are thrilled about it. You know, they did the, we're aware, we're investigating, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Don't you love it when you pay a guy a nice $5 million or five-year deal, and then in his first offseason he goes out and does that?
Yeah, $92 million. And isn't that hard to not be around a gun? Like, you got $92 million. Can't you pay someone to have the gun and have it not be, you know, just, but it was a Carmelo Anthony, right? Fall guy. Just have someone that's their job. They carry the money, they have the gun, or just don't need a gun, maybe. But, you know, hey, man, gotta be out there in those streets. Where are you going to meet those Instagram hots, man? Where are you going to find those baby mamas? You got to be out there mixing it up.
Now, additionally, I do have another piece of sports news in our In the News. This could maybe fit somewhere else. It's kind of peculiar. Did you see that the Portland WNBA team has moved on from their brand new CEO and team president?
I know. Isn't that the weirdest thing?
3 months on the job for Inky Sun, who came from New York and is now on her way back to New York after 3 years with, or 3 months with the franchise. They released a statement basically saying, we thank her for the tremendous impact that she made, but off she goes.
What sort of impact can you make?
Sounds like she either ruffled feathers or, I mean, that's a really short trial run there. Yeah. So I don't know what to expect of that situation.
Well, maybe she was the one that decided they were going to be the Portland Fire.
I wondered that today. Like, are they just putting that on her? Like, hey, you didn't even consider all this other stuff. Get out of here.
Well, it got leaked like a week or so ago that they filed all the trademarks for Portland Fire, and everyone instantly went, seriously?
Yeah.
You're going back to the Portland Fire? Cool. Like, that's the worst decision ever. I wonder if that got her fired.
The team has surpassed 10,000 season ticket deposits for their first year in 2026.
Go Portland, whatever. Hopefully it's not fire.
And then,
can we just all agree that that's, like, the dumbest thing to go back to?
Yes.
Like, first off, it was a dumb name in the first place. Second, last time I checked, the Pacific Northwest, yeah, fires aren't a good thing, you know? And by the way, you play during, fire season?
Yeah.
Maybe we just come up with, and by the way, you were a team here for like 11 minutes.
I've had this question before.
Move
like
on.
The Miami Hurricanes, the Carolina Hurricanes, those regions get ravaged by hurricanes. Is it a little odd that you take that, like the San Jose earthquakes? You don't have to name yourself after the natural disaster that ruins people's lives in your area.
Dude, there's like 1,000 names you can come up with that are better than the Portland Fire. Don't do it.
Yeah. All right, I do have one more little city and sports news item, and also Salt and Straw's back with their summer flavors. Get to that next in the news on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I've messed around with a rod.
You know, together, those don't... Those actually work pretty good.
Yeah. You like the rods. It's okay.
I was going to comment again on that, and I almost walked into it a second time. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
And it makes me sad.
It is in the news for Friday, June 27th. Got one more sports item on the docket here. No Toltina has signed the Senate Bill 110, which sets aside $800 million for the construction of a new stadium if Portland gets its Major League Baseball team. Again, this doesn't necessarily mean they're any closer, but should they get closer, this is one more obstacle that is already cleared.
So, A's are settled. Obviously, they're building a stadium there. Still waiting on the Rays. Sounds like they're going to get sold. And then once that happens, expansion, and then Nashville will get a team, and then it's down to us in Salt Lake. I leave it to you to decide who's in the lead between us and Salt Lake, but I'll give you a hint. It's not us.
Yeah, it's not us.
Salt Lake has already started building their entertainment district. So it sounds like Salt Lake's goal is to have the entertainment district built, complete, and then at one end of it, just a big empty lot waiting for Major League Baseball to say yes, and then they throw up the stadium.
Well, it's time for Salt and Straw Summer Flavors. Now, I didn't realize this, but this is part of their Salt and Straw Berry Series. And so I guess they do a berry series every summer. I knew they did summer flavors.
Sure.
Didn't realize they were berry-centric, but they are.
Okay.
So we have five new flavors, and this cheeky little article says they can't contain their excitement.
Ah, I see. Yeah. What they did. That's hilarious.
The first one, birthday cakes and blackberries.
Well, let me just say for the record that birthday cake is always a great flavor of anything. And then you throw blackberries in there, I'm on board.
See, when it comes to the birthday cake flavor base, I feel like I generally more often would just prefer vanilla than like the cake than the birthday cake or really? The cake batter. But, you know, I'm not opposed. We'll give that one a whirl.
Dairy Queen has a cake batter blizzard right now in conjunction with that new Superman hunk of crap. And let me tell you, that blizzard, delightful. I'm a big fan of the cake batter. Yellow cake that's a delightful flavor.
Yellow cake is really good.
Yeah.
Underrated, some would say. We also have strawberry pretzel salad. Now, I'm trying to understand.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued.
Well, so, strawberry good, pretzel good, salad.
Now
like
I'm on
a
their
fruit
site.
Salad, yummy, yummy.
It appears to be a Japanese inspiration. It's the Oishii strawberry pretzel salad, a mashup of Midwestern salad culture and Japanese strawberries.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, me neither. But it says it's cream cheese ice cream with a crunchy pretzel crumble and a swirl of vibrant strawberry jam using Japanese strawberries.
That sounds amazing.
It sounds really good.
Yes.
Give me a little bit of crunch with, and by the way, cream cheese ice cream, top notch.
Absolutely. And now I'll have to hear from the BTJ how it's simply the best ice cream in the world because it's Japanese. Because according to her, everything that's Japanese is better.
We have our one vegan offering, which is the banana bread and strawberry jam flavor.
Oh my God, that sounds great if it wasn't vegan, because vegan ice cream is not ice cream.
Hunks of Go-Nana's salted caramel banana bread tossed into a banana caramel coconut cream and rippled with bright strawberry jam.
Boy, everything about that is awesome.
Except for the V in front of it.
Except for the vegan. Can I request that be made with real ice cream?
I think you just did.
Because, oh my God, that sounds incredible. I want that right now. But vegan, have you ever had vegan ice cream?
I don't know that I have. I mean, I've tried, you know, when they have samples of vegan things, I'll try a vegan cookie or a vegan Costco sample, whatever. But no, I've not had a scoop of vegan ice cream.
I've tried to do the vegan ice cream thing a handful of times, and it's just, it's awful. It's absolutely terrible. And they're like, oh, it tastes like ice cream. No, it doesn't. It's like when you go eat when you eat fake chicken. You're like a vegan. We were at a food cart place and they had nachos that were vegan nachos.
Yeah.
No, it's not nachos.
Yeah.
Whatever that thing you're putting on there.
You're putting like a cashew cream on that you're calling nacho cheese or something.
Yeah. And then like they were doing like fake beef and get out of here.
It's tough. I mean, I love that there are people who are being inventive for people that want to follow that diet, but I don't need to go there because I still have two more flavors to get to. And now these are flavors or at least ingredients we've seen them put together before. And this almost sounds familiar, like they might have done it before, but the goat cheese Marienberry habanero.
Yeah, that's one of those like that doesn't seem to be good. But
you take a bite and it is.
Yeah, that's like they have that blue cheese pear thing or whatever.
Yep.
That's really good. Doesn't seem like it, but it is.
It says it's a sweet and spicy combo of tangy goat cheese and a fruity, fiery Marienberry habanero jam swirl.
Guarantee that's going to be good.
And then the final one, huckleberry cornbread pudding flavor.
I believe I've had that before.
Wild foraged huckleberry ice cream swirled with a smooth cornbread pudding and studded with hunks of rustic buttermilk cornbread.
I think they've had that. That may be a return engagement because I swear I've had that. And
it's possible that this one is back from previous year.
It's because if it's the one I'm thinking of,
because I feel like this goat cheese Marienberry habanero sounds awfully familiar. I may have even tasted that myself.
Because I've had a cornbread ice cream,
yeah,
with like a fruit in there, and it was because the cornbread gives it a little bit of a texture.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like the crumbles in there. Every one of those, minus whatever that stupid vegan thing is, sounds really good.
Yeah, top of my list has got to be the Oshii strawberry pretzel salad. Gonna have to get me a scoop of that.
I won't before
these go out in July 31.
I'll never get these because there'll be a line and I won't wait in line.
Fun hack, which I learned long ago. If you are not waiting to get scooped ice cream, you can go right to the front of the line. So they have a freezer there with pints in the corner. So you can see that big-ass line, and you're walking out of dinner, or you're walking out of a bar or whatever. Walk right past all those people, grab your pint, and go straight to the counter.
Okay.
So you won't be able to taste them first, but...
You won't get a cone or whatever.
You can get the ice cream and not have too much issue.
There is one thing I will not stand in line for. Well, actually, there's a lot of things I won't stand in line for.
Just one?
And ice cream is certainly one of them. I don't care how good the ice cream is, dude. I'm not doing it. Like, what? You get 30 people in line? Yeah, I'm good here.
That's all the time we have for In the News. Brought to you, of course, by the Advocates Law. You can visit them, advocateslaw.com. Remember, if you've been hurt, you don't need a lawyer. You need an advocate. Coming up, hour number three of this SOB edition of Primetime. We got more sports stuff. Not sure what exactly, but we'll get to it next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.